I'm DJ Thermos, and you're listening to the WCNS Mixtape, a culmination of a year's worth of workshops at the Women's Center and Shelter of Pittsburgh, where we facilitate storytelling, songwriting, poetry, beatmaking, and recording with teens and tweens. I work with DJ Polka Dot to teach these workshops, and we're both assisted by the indefatigable staff here at the children's program, especially Chris McCannany. You'll hear interviews with both DJ Polka Dot and Chris coming up later in the mixtape. If you're listening to this mix as a part of our podcast series, this one's going to be a little different from our usual episodes. Instead of playing the newest material from our workshops, we're going to rewind and listen back to all the tracks from the past year in one big DJ mix, including some bits and pieces that didn't make it into our past podcasts. If you're new to the program, let me take a few moments to explain what we do. About twice a month, DJ Polka Dot and I visit the Women's Center and Shelter to lead workshops for young people. We work with a wide age range from 8 to 18, sometimes including moms of program participants. We craft stories, songs, poems, raps, and beats, which we combine into recorded songs, podcasts, zines, and mixtapes like the one you're listening to right now. If you want to find out more and check out our fresh new zine designed by Pittsburgh artist Juan Fernandez, visit wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. This project is generously supported by the Sprout Fund in partnership with the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh and the Literary Arts Boom. Okay, that's it for my opening spiel. Hope you enjoy all this music as much as I do. These kids are the best!
Cause I shine bright. Don't need a right to show off my mic, cause I might turn out polite.
Snap Renaja, Snap Renaja, Snap Renaja with a G. It's Renaja, so get it right. Well, it bothers me when I tell them I have to say my name 2 times. My mom named me Renaja, so get it right. My sister and brother's names are Charlotte, Kina, Isaiah, Essence, Brandon, Nina, Soraya. Who comes next? Renaja. All of these are common names, except for Renaja, get it right. While my name is important like yours, but it's different. It makes me feel some type of way. B-R-A-N-J-A. Get it right, like that. 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 Get it right.
McEnany. I'm a child advocate here at the Women's Center and Shelters Children's Program. It's been a pleasure being a part of this project. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
So, what do you do here at the shelter?
We work with the moms and children who have experienced domestic violence in their lives, helping to repair some of the bond between mother and child that might have been fractured because of the violence in their home. We connect moms with resources in the community. We have some in-house resources that we're able to offer them while they are residents here at the shelter. We have continuing education for children and moms after they are no longer residents in our non-resident program. We like to have fun. We like to grow. We like to learn. We love to share. It's a wonderful experience being able to see the resiliency in these kids and growth that they exhibit while they're in a very tough spot. You know, the elephant in the room often is the trauma filled situation that they came from, and having them, you know, sit on a couch and tell me about your problems is not an efficient way to go about allowing them to express their feelings. For the young men, often the only expressions of their feelings that they're able to share our feelings of pride and aggression or strength or anger, and allowing them to be vulnerable to express moments of sadness or disappointment. They're able to do this without even realizing they're doing it because they're sharing their stories.
In some of the tracks, we also got some of the moms involved. How do you feel? What do you feel like is their sort of connection to the project, and how does that work into what you're talking about?
As much as the kids enjoy this and love it, the moms, I think, more so. Most of them didn't think that their sons or daughters were capable of what they did. So that there gives them a sense of hope that everything will be okay. You know, that, you know, what the experiences my child and I have had aren't going to define them, that they can move beyond those experiences in meaningful, positive ways, to turn, you know, what is often a horrible situation into something beautiful, as some of the work that they've created was, I mean, I saw tears from moms, and I can't believe you had this inside you. It was beautiful.
I wonder, is there any recording that comes to mind or that strikes you as particularly poignant or exemplary of what you're talking about?
There's not one specific one. The very first composition is always brings home to me, because it was Beans and Rice. Just, you know, I love beans and rice, but I have never heard anyone celebrating it through song. It was one of the favorite foods here. You know, and that the fact that, you know, a very simple meal, prepared simply, inspired them to have so much fun in crafting that message. Wow, an experience that they had here was like, oh, these kids are turning what could be, you know, an awful situation into something positive that they're celebrating and that they're proud of.
Check. This shelter is so nice. We eat beans and rice.
Yeah.
And it's cool as ice.
Ice.
Cook it up with some spice.
Yes.
I like to ride my bike.
Yeah.
My friend wants to take a hike.
Yeah.
I have the coolest life.
Life.
I ate your pizza slice. Ate your pizza slice.
I chose that name because I'm a boss. The name of my song is MVP. It means that I'm a really good player in all the sports that I play. I try to think of all the times that I would have been the best player in the game or the best player playing any sport. I started rapping when I was like 12. The person who inspired me to rap is Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick Lamar because his raps are unique and different.
What?
That's why I'm the rapper. And I'm the rapper. That's what I like to sing. I'm the rapper and I like. I like to sing. I like to sing every day. I like to sing. I like to sing. I like to sing every day. I like to sing. I like to sing. Every day I like to sing. I wanna get a name, I sing. I can do it every day.
Baby, why don't you go out fast? Felt this up my road, we started wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Felt this up my road, we started wanna make it last. Sleeping like an angel, she had no tears. Had a face rolled like she had no fears. She's as small as a button, as cute as one too. She makes the sunshine, turns gray skies blue. First day of Tinker, baby, why don't you go out fast? Felt this up my road, we started wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Felt this up my road, we started wanna make it last. Think your baby grew older, now we hear her cries. Had to face the real world, what a surprise. She's getting real smart and she's tough as nails. Only when she goes to sleep, we hear her wails. The first day of Tinker, baby, why don't you go out fast? Feathers in my rope started, wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Feathers in my rope started, wanna make it last.
My DJ name is DJ Strawberry. Because it's my favorite fruit. The name of my song is Tinker Baby. That song means that when my niece was first born and how much I love her. The new things that I learned was that poetry and rap are the same thing.
DJ Strawberry, too sweet.
DJ Polka Dot, also known as DJ Neek. One of the moms at the shelter named me DJ Neek, short for unique. I think like in part because she liked my glasses and said they were unique. I run the poetry and storytelling studio side of things. I work with youth participants in our program to, I think, really kind of unleash something that already exists inside of everybody. Just the power to feel confident enough to share stories, share your own words in a way that feels genuine. I don't want writing poetry and telling stories to feel like it often does in school. I want it to feel like something that's natural, something that's empowering, and something that's fun. I don't feel like I'm teaching things to the teens that I'm working with necessarily. I feel like we're working together to use tools to, you know, better express our ideas. And all of these kids and all of these teens, like, have these amazing ideas, these amazing stories to share. They're incredibly perceptive, incredibly creative.
Is there a song that you would pick out as, you know, being particularly meaningful to you or feeling like it's an impactful example of what you're talking about?
I mean, I think the vast majority of the recordings that we created reflect that. I also want to give a shout out to Gotta Go Hard, which you mentioned earlier, because I think that track represents, like, this really powerful aspect of storytelling, that it can be such a deeply personal thing, but also, create a space for people to connect and build community around shared experiences and shared emotions. I think that it's just so important to listen to youth, and I think that that's something that I always try and be mindful of as an educator, and in the creation of this program with you, DJ Thermos, we were, you know, really trying to emphasize the importance of, you know, amplifying youth voices through the creation of these tracks. But I think that that's a really integral part of the teaching process itself.
Happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. When I got my hamster, I went to the pet store. Saw cousin dogs in cages. What I heard, bark, bark, squawk, squawk, tweet, tweet, purr, slither, pop, pop, ribbit, ribbit. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. All the pets at the pet store adore me too. Wanna come home with me? Yeah, they do. They know my name, they know my game. All of us just wanna be free. A home and a place to be. You and me. All of us just wanna be free. A home and a place to be. You and me. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. I adore all the pets at the pet store. Cages make me sad, but pets make me happy. Gotta set one free to come home with me. Gotta set one free to come home with me. I adore.
all the pets at the pet store. Pets make me sad, but pets make me happy. Got someone free to come home with me. Got someone free.
Sometimes I spit my food, ran around from different places, like to restrict the goal. It's a four-way street, so tell me which way to go. Pick a way to success and on my knees and not hit the flow. One day, I'ma really turn big, take care of selfish man and say word to my own kids. I live my dream, floating the boat, but I was talking in stream. Like a new cover photo, yeah, I just sent the scene. You tell me who I really am, but I don't know who that mean. My mama tell me that shit dumb me, so let's keep it a bean. You will never catch me on the news making a stream. But if you disrespect the family, then I have to make a scream. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name.
Gonna make you hear my lyrics, I'ma make you feel my lyrics. My rhymes give you shivers up your back like I'm the Holy Ghost. Terminate your whole life, show you what my mic's like. Lyric flows, passion glows, down on your knees and watch me go. My goons with me every day, my fallen angels try to pray. But when I spit, it helps their pain. Lyric flows, passion glows, down on your knees and watch me go. My goons with me every day, my fallen angels try to pray. But when I spit, it helps their pain.
When I'm around my friends, but in person, I'm a really nice friend. Act like I'm tough, try to squeeze in tight spaces, but I feel like I don't belong. Try to prove myself to others, when they look in the mirror, I'm like, who is this person? Wanna get on the other side, and change myself. I take off my mask at home.
I heard Will and Chance. I was on a boat at night in the rain. I was all alone. I saw Freddy Krueger creeping and sneaking and peeking and peeking. Boys started leaking. I ran away creeping. I felt really sick. Then I realized they were all plastic. Just don't keep it in, don't let it hide. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl, you always have to be. Don't let them see, don't let them know. But now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold back anymore. Let it go. Let it go, gonna wait if it's time to talk. Here I stay, and I don't care. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothers me anymore. I'm done, 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 done.
I'm DJ Thermos, and I do most of like the beat making and recording side of the workshops here at the Women's Shelter. I'm a big fan of the work of Linda Berry, and one quote from her, she says, like, the biological function of art is to make us feel that life is worth living. No, you're taking in art, but to me it's even more powerful when you're making it, and then when the kids are making it, there's just like a joy to it. And even if you're expressing something really sad or dark, I mean, Linda Berry talks about like an unclenching of like a sort of like internal knots or whatever. It just sort of like helps you loosen those things up and get to a place where you may just feel more all right with things. So right now I'm working on putting together this mixtape, which you're listening to, and in this process it sort of hit me harder than ever before how much sort of joy and sadness you hear coming through these songs, especially when you combine it with the fact that there's like young people saying these things. You know, there's different songs like singing about like Christmas and it's like sort of fun and light, but then they're singing about their whole family being there, and then you have this, you know, knowing that they're coming from being at a shelter, there's like such a weight to someone saying that like, you know, when I talk to people sometimes about the work that I'm doing here, they'll say like, you know, oh, that's so great. It's like, it's sort of, I get the feeling that people are like, it's so big of you to take on working at a women's shelter. It's like such a tough situation. And the thing is, when we're here and we're working on music, making music, like, I'm just having fun and they're having fun. To me, that also shows me like, okay, it's working. If it was really tough, you know, there can be good things that come from tough things, but that, you know, we're trying to create an experience that is overwhelmingly positive. And yeah, I just usually leave like in a good mood. It's sort of funny. Maybe that's what I'm saying, like listening back to the music. It's funny that it hits me as so heavy in places, because when we were making it, and when I walked away initially, I was just like, this was fun. I had a good time. I think they had a good time. It's usually a lot of excitement at the end of our workshops. And
all right. Well, I think that's a good segue into my next question. What do you hear when you listen to the music and poetry recorded? Is there anything that really sticks out for you? Are there any particular songs that you feel like are representative of some of the things that you were talking about?
Gotta Go Hard, which starts out with one of our young participants rapping, but then has some of the moms at the shelter singing and one rapping as well. And to me, that song, not only being great, but it's also a little bit of a sort of key that unlocks a whole lot of the stuff. You can hear everyone like in the background sort of cheering on like the different performers. More than anything, that song, I hear that mix of like, dealing with tough things, but having a supportive community. And if anything, you know, that's what the whole this health shelter is here for. So, yeah, that's some of what I hear when I listen to this song.
It never hurt me again. A pretty picture on the wall, swear I'll never fall. Hurting me inside as my tears keep falling. I keep on crying at night. I hug my pillow and I really hold it every night. And I die inside. As the petals fall from the flower, wipe my eye. It feels like heaven and I swear I'm never gonna die. As the bodies lie and they lie. I keep on crying every night. I hug it every night and I tell my mom that I'm gonna be alright. Yes, I'm gonna be okay. It's just hard each day. It's a struggle that we gotta get through. It swears, baby girl, it's me and you. I ain't never gonna stop getting it. I'm gonna work hard till I get my grades up and get them A's up and get the K's up. And I swear to God, everything.
You may think that things will never change, but baby, it'll be okay. Frustration and the pain. Come sunshine through the rain.
It's a struggle every day. I tell my kids it's gonna be okay. Every day's a fight, but you know we gonna be alright. Cause I'm dipping in the cut, getting my bread up, and you know what? I'm trying to make it clean. Cause the kids is alright, you know what I mean? Every day, freestyle off my brain, what you say? That's what I do. Got my pink sweatsuit in the cut, that's what I do. Bring that bread up, bring it right back, and we gonna be all right in the hood. I messed up, I gotta rap. The first one.
You may think that things will never change, but baby, it'll be okay. Baby, it will be okay. Through the frustration and the pain. Come sunshine through the rain. My life has never been the same since you came in, but I was the one to blame, and now I'm so hurt. Hurt. I cannot be worse.
No. and as famous as, ooh, am I gonna fit in? Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My time is hurting and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. When the taxi cab shows up my favorite tune and the Britney song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. But I'm trying to fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. So I put my hands up to play my song. But I'm trying to fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. So I put my hands up to play my song. Oh, messed up really bad.
They strum. I feel my feet as I move to the beat. I dance to the rhythm. I sing a song. It plays in my heart all day long. All day long.
DJ Cupid. Let's go. I've been walking south. Have you looked in the mirror? I see. I haven't seen my shadow yet. But every time I look around, I thought I was ugly. But till God told me that I wasn't ugly, just told myself to me, I won't be alright. It's so hard to refuse, because I think I can't move. It's always starting to make you confused. But it's so great, I can't even say one thing. It's just so great to me. I don't care what no one says. Shadow and me in the mirror, looking for his eye, can't top. While all no other girls say me, cause they wish they were me. They know they want to, but they can't be it. Oh no, they wish they want to, but I know, I can't believe this is happening to me. Till I saw the angel in the mirror, then God told it was me.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed this community source mixtape from the Greater Pittsburgh Women's Center and Shelter. You can find out more information about the mixtape project by visiting our website at wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. You can also find us on Facebook and subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. We are in the iTunes store. Be on the lookout for our next podcast this upcoming fall. At this point in the project, we're aiming to put out a podcast episode full of new music every quarter. You can tell us what you think of this mixtape by calling our voicemail line. You can record feedback for our youth participants. That's 412-256-8129. Be advised that we might use your messages in upcoming podcasts and projects. Finally, I'd like to thank the Sprout Fund for their generous support, as well as the Women's Center and Shelter, including all of the wonderful supportive staff here, and most of all, the talented youth who make this project possible through their energy and creativity. See ya!